This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
My guest is Paul Vaughn, director of golf, PGA head pro at Ardglass Golf Club, a gem of a links course in its own right and a must play on your way up to Northern Ireland to Royal Portrush. Paul has played Royal Portrush dozens of times, and we welcome him to Talking Golf. Hey, Paul.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you again. And, Open Championship week. What are your impressions so far?
Oh, there's just been a superb buzz about all week. 2019 was an unbelievable event, but it just seems like it's been elevated again, the size of the tournament, the buzz around the tournament, and the whole town of Portrush, and even the whole country. Like in Ardglass, we've been super busy all week, and I was in Belfast during the week as well, and it's super busy as well. So everywhere is just busy and buzzing, and everybody's talking golf.
Record crowds here. 278,000 fans all week. The largest sporting event for sure in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and like people coming from all over the world. But what's amazing about any events in Ireland is that the country really get behind it. The fans really, really come out. You know, to have 278,000 fans going to a golf tournament in Northern Ireland is just unheard of. It's just superb. And as I said before, the buzz is just unbelievable.
So talk about what makes this course just one of the most difficult links courses in the world, Paul.
Yeah, well, Royal Portrush is very difficult, but it's also very beautiful. It's like Royal Portrush is exactly what you see in front of you. I think it's a very fair golf course. Is it tough? No doubt. Like this week, they've added a new tee to the fourth, which brings the fourth par four to over 500 yards, you know, with out of bounds right and long, long, heavy rough left. So, I mean, that's like a par five in Ardglass. When I say it's tough, I think it's tough. It's a really, really good test, but it's in front of you. You can pretty much see everything in front of you. So it'll be a big, big, big task for somebody to win it. But I mean, the best golfer of the week will win it, no doubt. The person that controls the golf ball the best will come out on top.
So it's a fair test, yet with a lot of wind and rain, all the elements, it's really somebody who knows how to play in those conditions, obviously.
Yes, well, I mean, the weather's been so good in Northern Ireland the last few weeks that everywhere has got quite bouncy and hard, especially those links golf courses. So if we get a bit of wind and rain, I think that brings everybody in the tournament back to even, you know. So the harder it is as well, it's bouncier. The long hitters don't necessarily have as much advantage the harder the ground is. You know, there could be some really good drivers of golf ball that hit it pretty straight, and the hard ground will certainly help them along. But I think no doubt it's going to be down to short game, those that can pitch and putt and get the ball in the hole, because these guys are all just superb at what they do. But they have good weeks and bad weeks, and it's about getting the ball in the hole at the end of the day.
I love the names of some of these holes, and it gives you an indication of just how difficult some of them, these holes can be, particularly in the elements. Giant's Grave, the par five, you know, on the second hole, 595 yards. Calamity Corner, the par three, number 16, over 240 yards. Purgatory, par four, the 17th hole, 405 yards. I mean, I just love how they name these holes. Are they that as tough as the names indicate, Paul?
Yeah, like when you go to Royal Port Rush, you're already thinking of the par three 16th Calamity before you get there. You're having bad dreams about it before you get there. But it's definitely a golf hole that you'll hit it up the left-hand side. I'm sure it'll be playing something like 200, 220 yards, but most players will just take it up the left-hand side and hope that nature feeds the ball towards the green, get their par and get out of there. And then you've got, you know, Purgatory straight after it, and you try and get your drive to the top of the hill and run it down. But it's tough, but I'm sure these guys will take good care of it.
And the crosswinds is key. What, 15 of the 18 holes could play in a crosswind?
Yeah, if it's crosswind, I mean, that's what's going to make it even more difficult, isn't it? I was even watching the program during the week where they changed the names of some of the holes to Darren Clark and GMAC. And like the ninth is now named after Darren. The ninth, like I've played Port Rush many times. It was the seventh when I was a boy growing up. And it was always probably the toughest par four on the golf course so far. But I mean, if that hole plays dogleg right to left, and if it plays a crosswind or into the wind, I mean, these guys will be hitting drivers and long irons in there. So it's all down to the weather, really, isn't it?
It's been an incredible reception, of course, for Rory McIlroy, which, you know, we've expected. You know, he tied for a second at the Scottish Open last week, and he's embracing, obviously, this Open Championship. What a year it's really been for Rory, having won the Masters and completing the career Grand Slam. What has it been for Rory this week and all the expectation and the pressure on him?
Yeah, I mean, like, the guy has achieved absolutely everything in golf, but I think if there was one thing he wanted would be a home victory this week. It would really top everything off. He's back home in Northern Ireland. He doesn't spend much time here anymore, and I even heard him on the radio through the week that it was nice to see people from all different golf clubs in Northern Ireland and get to see faces that he doesn't get a chance to see. So very excited to see how Rory finishes in this tournament.
And Padraig Harrington hitting the opening tee shot. What an honor for Padraig, you know, who's won, you know, back-to-back Open Championships.
Yeah, very fitting that Padraig would be doing it. I mean, we all remember what it was like when Darren done it in 2019, and he talked about how calm he was until he actually got onto the tee, and then the nerves hit him. I mean, a major champion, Ryder Cups, won many times on tour, but it's nice to hear these guys actually get nervous. One thing that's disappointing, I think, is that I really would have loved GMAC to have qualified for the tournament, because I think there's no doubt he'd have been hitting the very first tee shot, but wasn't to be, unfortunately. And Padraig, I'm sure, will step up and show us how it's done.
And Shane Lowry, you remember, obviously, the 2019 victory at Royal Port Rush. Seems like, you know, most of the pressure and expectations is on Rory, but how is Shane Lowry handling this week?
Yeah, I think it'll be quite interesting for Shane going back as defending champion. There'll be nobody trying harder. He gives me the impression that he's a real, real steely competitor, and that he'll be trying really hard. I don't think Rory will be as nervous this time. I think he'll be more ready for what to expect. But I mean, if I could pick one winner, it would be Rory, and the next one would be Shane. I mean, the victory in 2019 was just amazing. And his caddy at the time, Bo Martin. Bo was as an honorary member here in Auraglass. He grew up, and I grew up, and I played golf with him here in Auraglass. So it brings a lot of nice memories back. He's obviously got a different guy in the bag now, and Bo's actually on Minwee Lee's bag. So be interesting to see how they get on.
Paul, talk about how important local knowledge is as, you know, these players maneuver their way around world.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Port Rush.
Yeah, it's a very different game to what these guys are playing week in, week out. I mean, you can see it by how many of them played in the Scottish Open last week. So they're over here, they're trying to get a feel for Lynx golf, trying to get themselves a good half a dozen rounds practice on Lynx turf, because they just normally send the ball into orbit and pitch it down the middle and pitch it at fly, where it's a totally different game. You know, they have to control the golf ball, they have to run it into the hole. So it's a very different game, but I mean, it's a bit of a cliche, but the person that has control of a golf ball will definitely come out on top.
And Bryson DeChambeau was talking earlier in the week about, you know, he's from California, so he still needs to learn how to maneuver around a links course.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, if we remember back to Pinehurst, it was quite fiery and bouncy and stuff like that. And let's face it, Bryson was able to handle that okay. So I'm sure if he gets off to a quick start, that he'd definitely be in and around the top of the leaderboard.
It was interesting to hear Scottie Scheffler wax poetic about, you know, the meaning of golf. I don't know if you heard those sound bites and how at the end of the day, you celebrate when you win for a couple minutes and then it's back to the grind. So, you know, Scottie Scheffler, wouldn't an open championship at Royal Port Rush be just a great honor for Scottie Scheffler? Because he'll take it. I mean, he's so competitive and such a force in golf. And, you know, a lot of people are picking him to win today.
Yeah, I've heard Scotty's name mentioned several times, and no doubt he'll be there. He just doesn't come across as that exciting character, so I'm not sure everybody picks him. But from a golfing point of view, I mean, the guy's record speaks for itself, and we all kind of get behind successful people, don't we? So it's it'd be interesting to see how it finishes.
Paul, talk about the area, you know, situated in the Causeway Coast, and just the beauty, the scenic beauty of Royal Port Rush, and then how far Artglass is from it. Give us a description of what people can expect when they come to visit Artglass and then go on up to Royal Port Rush.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been speaking to a lot of people this week, and most people arrive into Dublin and they making their way north this week. We've had a lot of people come to Artglass where it's been day one for them. And, you know, like we're delighted to see them. What the Open has done for the entire country and the people and the tourism is just amazing. Like everywhere is busy. All the bars are busy. All the restaurants are busy. All the golf courses are busy. The members very kindly give up their tea times in Artglass to allow more visitors to play. So, you know, we've had a minimum of a couple of hundred visitors each day playing the golf course. And we've had a mixed bag of weather, but as I said, like it's everywhere. You move further north in Belfast, it's buzzing. All the restaurants, the Galgorms, they're all just really, really busy. And the tourism outside of, like, a lot of people I've been talking to have been going to the Open for one day, and then the other days they're playing golf, or they're going to the Giant's Causeway, or they're going to the Titanic Museum in Belfast, or they're going to Derry, or they're heading on to play golf in Ballyhefaan. And the Bush, I heard the Bushmills Inn mentioned several times. I heard the Bushmill Distillery mentioned several times. So it's, and then, I mean, you've got the Harbour Bar. I was in the Harbour Bar on Monday night, and they were doing an interview with Xander Schauffele and Minwoo Lee. And I mean, just the sun was shining and the pints were flowing and the buzz around the place was just amazing. A real, real a real buzz that you know, the Irish Opens and other events are exciting, but there's not the same buzz as the Open Championship.
Well, the pints are always flowing in Northern Ireland and Ireland. It's just, you know, this, what a showcase for the tremendous amount of Lynx golf and parkland courses that Northern Ireland and Ireland have. I mean, you know, all eyes are on, you know, the Open Championship this whole week. And, you know, really, it's great to showcase Ireland for sure.
Yeah, this is the thing. I think we realized in 2019, the Open Championship is kind of huge. I think anybody involved in it didn't realize how big it was. So certainly for the 2025, when we're coming, we're all much better prepared. We're much more ready. We've much more staff in place ready to service all these visitors coming in. And it all helps everything. I mean, the amount of people that I've spoke to this week at Portrush and come up and said to me, oh, we played our glass and the staff were great and friendly and the restaurant was good and we love your new halfway house and stuff like that. So it's all very good that you're doing all these things to try and improve, but it's nice when people tell you that it's actually working.
Talk about Ardglass and the historic clubhouse, because that's very, very special, Paul Vaughan.
Yeah, so we have a castle here as a clubhouse, which dates back to 1405. It was a castle that was used for importing and exporting of goods. It became a golf club in 1896, seven holes, and then in the 1970s became 18 holes. And as you know, Anne, over the last 10 years, we've been able to grow the business here, grow the visitor business, and we've managed to put all the money back into the golf course, and we've been going through an 8 or 9 year course development under the design of Ken Kearney, and it's just been very exciting. It's very exciting people that have been here 9 and 10 years ago and coming back and revisiting and seeing the changes and being very positive about them. So, you know, people are here for golf, but it's nice to have the clubhouse to talk about on the back of that.
It's not a hidden gem anymore, right?
No, it's nice that we were known as a hidden gem and everybody said not so hidden anymore. So if somebody had told me that would have been the case 10 years ago, I certainly would have been very happy. Like we started to market ourselves a lot more, you know, probably 13, 14 years ago. And with the help of people like yourself, the influencers like yourself, we've been able to grow that business. And the really good thing is that all the money has been put back into the club, for the members to have a better product, and we continue to welcome more visitors.
I know we're recording this in advance, Paul Vaughan, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Who do you pick to win the Open Championship?
I really want Rory or Shane, but I don't know why, but I have a feeling for Colin Morikawa this week. No idea why. I don't know if it's because I read an article about Billy Foster being on his bag, and I don't know. I just have a thought that it's going to be Colin, because I think he'll hit it pretty straight and the firm fast conditions will help him.
All right. Well, that's a popular pick as well. Colin Morikawa. Paul Vaughan, thanks so much. Director of Golf, PGA Head Pro at Ardglass Golf Club, and enjoy the final round of the Open Championship.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster!
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.